Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Research by Watch My Competitor, the AI-powered competitive intelligence platform, has identified that more than half, 52% of companies in the Fortune 500 list in 2003 no longer exist today. And the average lifespan of a US S&P 500 company used to be 67 years, but now it's only 15 years. And 50% of businesses fail after the first 5 years, and 75% of them go out of business after the first 10 years. So while there are many reasons why they go out of businesses, but the key reason I noticed for many businesses over time is lack of innovation. And hi there, I'm Huyen Truong, Search Marketing Director at Online Marketing for Doctors. And welcome back to another episode of OND TV and Podcast Show, the go-to place for medical clinics looking to grow and scale using smart, sustainable marketing strategies. Over the years, my team and I at Online Marketing for Doctors have helped clinics across European countries, the UK, US, Singapore, Thailand, Canada, India, New Zealand, and beyond, increase new patient volume and revenue, not just by bringing new patients, but by working smarter with patients they already have. In today's episode, we're diving into one thing every successful clinic owner, doctor, surgeon needs to master, which is innovation. And innovation can start with one small decision to improve just one part of your clinic this quarter. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about being proactive. And the clinic that survive and thrive long term aren't necessarily the biggest or the flashiest. They are the ones willing to adapt, evolve, and stay in motion. And why innovation matters in business. And innovation isn't just a buzzword. It's how businesses grow, stay competitive, and adapt to change. It helps you create better products, services, improve processes, and find new ways to serve your customers, or in this case, your patients. And that leads to more revenue, stronger market position, and greater efficiency. It also builds a culture of creativity that attracts top talent and keeps teams engaged. In the world that constantly evolving, innovation is what keeps businesses relevant, resilient, and ready for what's next. You probably heard the phrase, innovate or die. It sounds dramatic, but it's true. Just ask some of the world's biggest brands out there that used to be household names. Now, let's start with Nokia. They owned the mobile phone market probably 20 years ago. You probably still remember that. Until smartphones came along, instead of adapting, they stuck to what you work in the past. And well, we all know how that ended, right? And there's BlackBerry. Remember those little keyboards everyone loved? And they ignore the rise of touch screens and apps. And by the time they try to catch up, Apple and Android had already won the race. And what about Blockbuster? They laughed at the idea of streaming and even turned down a chance to buy Netflix. And today, Netflix is a giant and Blockbuster is a trivia answer. And Kodak is another classic example. They actually invented the digital camera, but shelved it because they were afraid it would hurt their film business. Innovation was right in their hands and they let it slip. And of course, Borders Books, you know, you probably remember why Amazon and others went digital. Borders doubled down on brick and mortar and lost everything. The list goes on, and you probably remember MySpace as well, once the biggest social network, couldn't keep up with the Facebook cleaner, faster user experience, and people moved on. So what's the lesson here? You know, innovation isn't optional. In fast-moving industries, even giants fold if they don't evolve, you know? If you're not adapting, you're falling behind. It's your edge, it's your future, and it starts now. Now is the time to look at your businesses and ask, where are we innovating here? And where are we stuck? Innovation isn't optional, it's survival. Every quarter, take a moment to zoom out and look at just one part of your clinic that really isn't working as well as it could, you know, and ask yourself, what can we improve? How can we do it better? It might be your patient experience before and after treatment. And what is that experience like right now? Have you ever done a patient satisfaction survey? And do you know your average rating and how patients feel immediately after their procedure or consultation with you? Are they referring others to your clinic? Or if so, how often? What's your referral rate? And these are powerful insights most clinics overlook. And without them, you're flying blind. And another area could be your consult to booking conversion rate. Are your team following up properly? Are prospects falling through the cracks because no one is available to answer their questions in real time? And if you are relying entirely on manual follow-up, you're probably leaving money on the table right now. This is where AI can be a game changer. AI tools can automate all the follow-ups, reply to inquiries, and even pre-qualify leads for you, all without the cost of hiring someone to answer phones 24/7. And the best part, you don't need complicated training or big budgets to implement it. And if you want to see how other clinics are doing this, and you should watch the video 96 or podcast number 145, how to increase new patient bookings using AI with our special guest, Walter Slenteha. And I link it in the show note below along with real clinic examples so you can have a look. Innovation doesn't have to be big. Just need to get started and be consistent with that. Innovation doesn't always mean launching something brand new, or sometimes it's about refining the things you already do and doing them just a little bit better. For example, now you can level up your before and after visuals, right? Higher quality images and videos, build trust, start documenting case studies, and include background, the challenge, and the treatment plan, the result. Create short video recaps of these cases and share them across your website and socials. Post more authentic behind the scenes images of your clinic and team, and just not polished headshots. Challenge yourself to film at least one educational video per month to share with your database, website visitor, and your followers on social media. Set a goal to collect 2 to 3 new patient testimonial videos from the happiest patients every month. And it's also about the back end as well. Let's say if you aim to have your first 100 Google reviews by setting up a smart follow-up sequence using SMS and email, or you can automate reminders after key treatments or procedure to ask for reviews when the patient is happiest. Or you can write and set up an automated follow-up email and SMS sequence for inquiries for your main treatments or procedures. You know, educating patients right after they reach out builds trust and moves them closer to booking. And you can set up a CRM, like customer relationship management software, to finally get clarity on what's actually working right now. Track your leads, measure return on investment by channel, and see where your marketing dollars are actually performing. Start nurturing your existing patient database, not just with promotional content, but with engaging, educational, and even entertaining updates. And that's how you build relationships that last, encourage return visits, and increase referrals. And don't forget your team as well. Innovation also means asking yourself, how do we attract top performers and keep them engaged and be with you for a long time? You could offer unique perks like becoming the first clinic in your field to offer 4-day work week for your best performing staff. Those small changes can make you stand out as an employer and attract people who care deeply about delivering great care. Now, here are some final thoughts. Innovation doesn't always require huge resources or dramatic change, but it does require commitment, the discipline to look at what's not working right now and listen to your market and act on it. You can't afford to stay stagnant. This is something I've been telling my clients a lot. Technology is moving and your competitors are moving as well. And your patients are evolving. And if you're not adapting, you're falling behind. And being innovative is not a nice to have anymore. It's non-negotiable. It's not about perfection. It's about staying relevant, resilient, and ahead of the curve. Because in this game, you either evolve or you disappear. If you like help in terms of what you can do to innovate your marketing, head to onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and book a free strategy session. One of my team members will happily discuss with you about your current situation. And thank you very much for listening. And I see you in the next episode of OMD TV and Podcast Show. For now, stay well, and I see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.